Hey everybody, Nikki here. Just sitting here this morning thinking about the whole designer-client relationship. I think that most designers out there don't invest the amount of time that they should in the client-designer relationship, in, you know, establishing boundaries. And, you know, this is what the designer is going to do. This is what the client is going to do. And I think that a lot of designers run into problems with clients and tend to blame the clients or blame the project because that relationship wasn't established. And that's kind of like that's where I see most people's projects going awry. I recently read a blog post about getting sign-off on designs by Paul Boeg, and he had a little a PDF in there about, you know, this is the process. This is defining, you know, the relationships and who's going to do what. And that PDF is actually publicly available. I mean, you can take it and rebrand it. He released it for anybody's use. So I think that at least what I'm doing in my own freelancing career right now, which just started this week full-time, I'm spending more time focusing on that client designer relationship at the beginning, because I think that's the foundation of any project. You know, you have to get your clients to trust you, and to get your clients to trust you, you have to define that relationship, and they'll be more confident in you when you say, hey, you know, I'm the designer, I'm going to do this, you're hiring me for my expertise, you are the client, you have the expertise in your company and probably your target market, so let's focus on that and, you know, move forward in the best way that we can, you know, work together and share our expertise. Not I'm working for you, or you're working for me, or I'm paying you, you're paying me. Focus on that relationship and get that set in the beginning. And I think that you'll notice that your projects go a lot smoother in the end. And so I'm spending more time doing that with my own clients. And I just wanted to talk about that with you guys and see what you guys think. Do you guys invest a certain amount of time in your projects like that in the beginning to establish the relationship with the client and define who does what? Or do you just kind of like jump into things? Does your company do that? So I'd love to hear what you guys think about that.